Psalm 13. How long will you forget me, Lord? Forever? How long will you hide from me? How long must I worry and feel sad in my heart all day? How long will my enemy win over me? Lord, look at me. Answer me, my God. Tell me, or I will die. Otherwise, my enemy will say, I have won. Those against me will rejoice that I've been defeated. I trust in your love. My heart is happy because you saved me. I sing to the Lord because he has taken care of me. Genesis chapter 25. Abraham married again, and his new wife was Keturah. She gave birth to Zimran, Jokshan, Medan, Midian, Ishbak, and Shua. Jokshan was the father of Sheba and Dedan. Dedan's descendants were the people of Assyria, Latush, and Leum. The sons of Midian were Ephah, Epher, Hanak, Abida, and Eldah. All these were descendants of Keturah. Abraham left everything he owned to Isaac. But before Abraham died, he did give gifts to the sons of his other wives, then sent them to the east to be away from Isaac. Abraham lived to be 175 years old. He breathed his last breath and died at an old age, after a long and satisfying life. His sons, Isaac and Ishmael, buried him in the cave of Machpelah in the field of Ephron, east of Mamre. Ephron was the son of Zohar the Hittite. So Abraham was buried with his wife Sarah in the same field that he had bought from the Hittites. After Abraham died, God blessed his son Isaac. Isaac was now living at Beer Lahai Roy. This is the family history of Ishmael, Abraham's son. Hagar, Sarah's Egyptian servant, was Ishmael's mother. These are the names of Ishmael's sons in the order they were born: Nebaioth, the first son, then Kedar, Adbeel, Mibsam, Mishma, Dumah, Massa, Hadad, Tema, Jetur, Nephish, and Kadima. These were Ishmael's sons, and these are the names of the tribal leaders listed according to their settlements and camps. Ishmael lived 137 years and then breathed his last breath and died. His descendants lived from Havilah to Shur, which is east of Egypt, stretching toward Assyria. They often attacked the descendants of his brothers. This is the family history of Isaac. Abraham had a son named Isaac. When Isaac was 40 years old, he married Rebekah, who came from northwest Mesopotamia. She was Bethuel's daughter and the sister of Laban the Aramean. Isaac's wife could not have children, so Isaac prayed to the Lord for her. The Lord heard Isaac's prayer, and Rebekah became pregnant. While she was pregnant, the baby struggled inside her. She asked, "Why is this happening to me?" Then she went to get an answer from the Lord. The Lord said to her, "Two nations are in your body, and two groups of people will be taken from you. One group will be stronger than the other, and the older will serve the younger." When the time came, Rebekah gave birth to twins. The first baby was born red. Since his skin was like a hairy robe, he was named Esau. When the second baby was born, he was holding on to Esau's heel, so that baby was named Jacob. Isaac was 60 years old when they were born. When the boys grew up, Esau became a skilled hunter. He loved to be out in the fields. But Jacob was a quiet man and stayed among the tents. Isaac loved Esau because he hunted the wild animals that Isaac enjoyed eating. But Rebekah loved Jacob. One day, Jacob was boiling a pot of vegetable soup. Esau came in from hunting in the fields, weak from hunger. So Esau said to Jacob, "Let me eat some of that red soup, because I am weak with hunger." That is why people call him Edom. But Jacob said, "You must sell me your rights as the firstborn son." Esau said, "I am almost dead from hunger. If I die, all of my father's wealth will not help me." But Jacob said, "First, promise me that you will give it to me." So Esau made a promise to Jacob and sold his part of their father's wealth to Jacob. Then Jacob gave Esau bread and vegetable soup, and he ate and drank and then left. So Esau showed how little he cared about his rights as the firstborn son. Genesis chapter 26. Now there was a time of hunger in the land, besides the time of hunger that happened during Abraham's life. So Isaac went to the town of Gerar to see Abimelech, king of the Philistines. The Lord appeared to Isaac and said, "Don't go down to Egypt, but live in the land where I tell you to live. Stay in this land, and I will be with you and bless you. I will give you and your descendants all these lands, and I will keep the oath I made to Abraham your father. I will give you many descendants, as hard to count as the stars in the sky, and I will give them all these lands. Through your descendants, all the nations on the earth will be blessed. I will do this because your father Abraham obeyed me. He did what I said and obeyed my commands, my teachings, and my rules." So Isaac stayed in Gerar. His wife Rebekah was very beautiful, and the men of that place asked Isaac about her. Isaac said, "She is my sister," because he was afraid to tell them she was his wife. He thought they might kill him so they could have her. Isaac lived there a long time. One day, as Abimelech, king of the Philistines, looked out his window, he saw Isaac holding his wife Rebekah tenderly. Abimelech called for Isaac and said, "This woman is your wife. Why did you say she was your sister?" Isaac said to him, "I was afraid you would kill me so you could have her." Abimelech said, "What have you done to us? One of our men might have had sexual relations with your wife. Then we would have been guilty of a great sin." So Abimelech warned everyone, "Anyone who touches this man or his wife will be put to death." Isaac planted seed in that land, and that year he gathered a great harvest. The Lord blessed him very much, and he became rich. He gathered more wealth until he became a very rich man. He had so many slaves and flocks and herds that the Philistines envied him. So they stopped up all the wells the servants of Isaac's father Abraham had dug. They had dug them when Abraham was alive. The Philistines filled those wells with dirt. And Abimelech said to Isaac, "Leave our country, because you have become much more powerful than we are." So Isaac left that place and camped in the valley of Gerar and lived there. Long before this time, Abraham had dug many wells. But after he died, the Philistines filled them with dirt. So Isaac dug those wells again and gave them the same names his father had given them. Isaac's servants dug a well in the valley from which a spring of water flowed. But the herdsmen of Gerar argued with them and said, "This water is ours." So Isaac named that well Argue, because they argued with him. Then his servants dug another well. When the people also argued about it, Isaac named that well Fight. He moved from there and dug another well. No one argued about this one, so he named it Room Enough. Isaac said, "Now the Lord has made room for us, and we will be successful in this land." From there, Isaac went to Beersheba. The Lord appeared to him that night and said, "I am the God of your father Abraham. Don't be afraid, because I am with you. I will bless you and give you many descendants because of my servant Abraham." So Isaac built an altar and worshipped the Lord there. He also made a camp there, and his servants dug a well. Abimelech came from Gerar to see Isaac. He brought with him Ahuzath, who advised him, and Philcal, the commander of his army. Isaac asked them, "Why have you come to see me? You were my enemy and forced me to leave your country." They answered, "Now we know that the Lord is with you. Let us swear an oath to each other. Let us make an agreement with you, that since we did not hurt you, you will not hurt us. We were good to you and sent you away in peace. Now the Lord has blessed you." So Isaac prepared food for them, and they all ate and drank. Early the next morning, the men swore an oath to each other. Then Isaac sent them away, and they left in peace. That day Isaac's servants came and told him about the well they had dug, saying, "We found water in that well." So Isaac named it Sheba, and that city is called Beersheba even now. When Esau was 40 years old, he married two Hittite women, Judith, daughter of Beeri, and Basemath, daughter of Elon. These women brought much sorrow to Isaac and Rebekah.